Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Hey, welcome to Breathing Room. This is Sandy James. So glad you joined us today. Happy Friday to you. I have a great treat for you. My very good friend, Bobby Petroselli, is with us today. And I thought you needed to hear this man talk. You are in for an exciting adventure. This man is an exciting adventure. We love him so much. I have known you since my big kids were very, very little. So I've known you about 24 years now.
Pretty much.
That's amazing to me. So welcome to my sweet, sweet friend. We love him a lot. I want you to start telling us your story. What's on your heart, Bobby?
Well, you know what? My heart is where it's so strong, what the church would understand is when Jesus was leaving this earth and he was ready to go. Imagine the disciples are with him 3.5 years. He dies. Right. Their whole world is shattered.
Yeah.
He resurrects from the dead. Wait a minute. What? Is this really Jesus? What's going on? And then the next thing they know, they get to trust him. They believe who he is. He's back. Yes. But this is a little different Jesus, but we got him back. And then all of a sudden he says, sayonara, fellas, I'm out of here. Gotta go. Wait a minute. No, what? We already lost you. We thought you were dead, gone. I gotta go. But here's the kicker. If I don't go, I cannot send the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And everything that I am, I was raised from the dead, was able to go to the cross and follow through with this, I would never have been able to do anything. Everything I taught you, showed you, performed miracles in front of you, could never have done it apart from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So here's the key. If I don't leave, you can't be, do, follow everything I've taught you to be, do, and follow. Mm-hmm. Because the Holy Spirit would not be here if I don't leave. Like the Old Testament, I always tell people, all of us here have it so much greater than anybody in the Old Testament. Solomon, David, Moses, Noah. Why? The power that raised Christ from the dead is living in us. What they did in the Old Testament, they pursued the Spirit. That's why David said, take that thy holy presence from me, because it would pop in, show up, and then be gone.
Right.
We have that. So here's an analogy I use all the time. You never go to the gym to find a muscle. You go to the gym to develop the muscle you already have.
Wow.
If you've opened up your heart, you've already got Christ living inside of you. I tell people this, and I'm not being disrespectful. If you threw away the entire Bible except for these scriptures, we would live the most phenomenal Christian life you could ever fathom. If you believe them and let them operate in your life, yes. Good. Number one, be still and know that I'm the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, my sheep know my voice. Mm. Number three, if you sow in the Spirit, you will reap life. If you sow in the flesh, you reap corruption and death. God will not be mocked. What you sow, you're going to reap.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm led by the Spirit, I will not fulfill anything of the flesh because I'm in the Spirit.
Wow.
Well, too many times we try to carry out and live out in the flesh things of the Spirit. Doesn't work. In other words, you and I, Sandy, cannot occupy the same space on that seat at the same time. You know me long enough. You know I'm a little off the wall a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm, as we say in Brooklyn, I'm a doozy botz from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a little crazy, right? I'm
all Italian. New Yorkers represent.
Yeah,
we're here.
We're here. So we can relate to that. That's why you and I clicked right away. And plus, you know, your dad played for the Jets and
yeah,
I was a big Jet fan as a kid.
There's a thing.
So there was more love than people could imagine, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't have to make you an offer you can't refuse.
That's right.
But of course, the reality is this. We have that Spirit in us. So here's the point. God said, in this world, you'll have tribulation. Okay, he doesn't send it. He knows the system of the enemy is about stealing, killing, and destroying.
Mm-hmm.
The number one word I want to speak over everybody today is the word resurrection.
Wow.
What the enemy has taken away, God wants to resurrect and bring life back to that situation.
Amen.
No matter what it was, he wants to resurrect what Satan has stolen, and he wants to bring it 7 times over what the thief has robbed from us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the reality. I ask people all the time, I say, what's the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because I hear people say all the time, we preach the full gospel. They use the word, we preach the full gospel. And I ask them, Sandy, So what's the full gospel? They give me one answer. Jesus died for my sins. No, that's not the full gospel. So watch this. And I want to ask you a simple question. When you look at the Passover lamb, did the Passover lamb wear a crown of thorns?
Yeah.
Did the Passover lamb go through the Garden of Gethsemane?
No.
Did the Passover lamb get beaten and scourged and treated like, you know what? I won't use the word, of course. You know what I'm saying. Did the Passover lamb get rejected and abandoned and a sword stuck in his side? No. Was he nailed to a cross? No. You know why? Because the Passover lamb died for one thing, our sins. Jesus went through everything he went through to cover every issue that we would face in life. That's why the word says he came to heal the brokenhearted, set the captive free, to give sight to the blind, to heal our sickness. That's why the word says out of the heart flows the issues of life. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the mouth comes life or death. Mm-hmm. Depends if I'm led by the spirit or the flesh. So let me tell you guys a little quick story about the bummer sheep, and then I'll share my story real quick.
The bummer sheep?
The bummer sheep. This is powerful. God has revealed this to me so clear. When people begin to embrace the Sandy, it radically changes their life. And I'm not joking, and you'll see
why. I believe
it. Okay. Every once in a while, a baby lamb is born. The mother rejects it. You know the biggest fear of every person in this world? The number one fear of every one of us is being rejected, not feeling loved, accepted, fitting in, being worthy, being valued, knowing, as you know, my whole program is you matter, knowing that we matter, that we have purpose, we have identity. That's our biggest fear. Well, guess what? The baby lamb is rejected and pushed aside. The shepherd takes the baby lamb, brings it back to the mother. The mother pushes it aside. The shepherd takes the baby lamb, brings it back to the mother. The mother kicks it, rejects it. So you know what the shepherd does? He brings the baby lamb in his own house and begins to raise it until it becomes a baby sheep. He takes the baby sheep, when he believes it's ready, brings it back to the mother. The mother accepts it. Do you know what just happened to that baby sheep? It became born again.
Wow.
Because it got restored and healed to the place it was initially created. Wow. Satan's goal is when we're born into this world to have us rejected, unloved. Truly being born again is to be born of the Spirit, where the Spirit brings healing and restoration to who I was put on this earth to be. Absolutely. Well, here's the best part of all of this. I'm getting goosebumps every time I tell this story, Sandy. Watch this. Thank you, Jesus. When the shepherd comes to the flock, calls to the flock to feed them, to put oil on their head, to give them water, or take them out into the field, the very first sheep that run to the shepherd are the bummer sheep. They know the voice of the one who healed, delivered, and restored them and resurrected them back to who they're supposed to be. Wow. Could you imagine if that's how we take the gospel and preach it? People will run because we're going after people to let them know wherever you were rejected, wherever you experienced trauma, wherever you experienced hurt and pain, God wants to restore that. So let me take you to the next point.
I love that.
When you were being formed in your mother's womb, okay, I want you to get this vision of a train, and you're looking down on the train and you're seeing from the locomotive to the caboose, you're seeing every car. Ready? When you're being formed in your mother's womb, that is the beginning of the locomotive, okay? Once you're born, there's a locomotive, okay? From that moment on to who you are at this moment in life, Sandy, at this precise moment in life, the 28th day of January, 2021, okay, at 11:03 Central Standard Time. That is the caboose, okay? Every car on that track in your life is all the good and the bad that has happened in your life. I'm picking on you and you, but I'm talking to me and everybody else, okay? Well, watch this. Every car in that life where you have experienced and that has never been truly healed, trauma, rejection, abandonment, lack of love, okay? Anywhere you've experienced brokenness, you know what happens to that car? It comes unaligned on the track. It's still being pulled by the locomotive, but it's not running smoothly. Here's the kicker. The moment you experience that, you know what Satan's goal is? is to open the door of that car. And you know what jumps on that car? You know what passengers get on that car? The passenger of fear, condemnation, insecurity, inferiority, inadequacy, brokenness, rejection, lack of love is on that car. You know what Jesus wants to do to everybody right now? He wants to time travel, take you back to that car. And he wants to kick them off that car, straighten that car out. And even though you can't remove the car because you can't remove the experience, you could remove how that experience has affected your life negatively. Wow. And now, all of a sudden, it's aligned and it's straightened out. My prayer for everybody is that God would take you back right now to those moments where you experience trauma and hurt and rejection and brokenness, and that he wants to bring healing, deliverance, and restoration. Because you know what the word says? Man looks at the outer appearance. So if you sin and you sin, I'm looking at the outer appearance and judging you. You know what the word says? God looks at the heart. Mm-hmm. He knows why you're sinning and why you're acting that way because of your brokenness. When people in the church, God made it so clear to me, we want to see revival. Mm-hmm. When we go after people's brokenness, allow the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do, and we unite as a body, then and only then will we see revival like man has never known.
Because he can restore us.
Because he can restore us.
Completely.
Completely. God gave me the word a few years back, and this is why I know it was God. You know me a long time now. I'm not smart enough to come up with the word I'm about to use. I'm from Brooklyn, okay? I'm getting ready to preach in Brooklyn, Sandy. I can't come up with this. Wow, that's over my intelligence. That's not a word that Bobby Petroselli is going to use. And here's what the Spirit says to me. The reason why the world is in the condition it is in is because the church is in the condition it's in. The problem with America is not the condition of our country, it's the condition of our church. Then he goes the next step. You keep on thinking, and here's the word. You keep on thinking the world is fragmented. You know me well. I don't use words like fragmented. That's over my head. You know that, Sandy. I'm from Brooklyn. Yo, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, you matter. As we say, you matter. Forget about it, okay? Forget about it. Well, here's the deal, all right? Real simple. God says, you keep on thinking the world is fragmented, but my body is fragmented. Until my body is whole and made whole, I can't make the world whole because my body is a light and a voice to the hurting and the broken of this world, to the fragmented of this world. That's what I want to do. I want to bring that healing, that deliverance, that restoration, that resurrection. Yeah. Well, all I could tell you, for me, the more God has opened this up in my life more than ever, and anytime I'm in a church, and I want to say to everybody out there, please listen. April 24th, this crazy spitting Italian from Brooklyn, New York is looking so forward to being part of the Breathe Conference.
Yay!
And sharing my heart. And just so you know, though, by then we're going to believe the pandemic is over because as an Italian, I have to practice 12-foot social distancing because I spit when I talk. That's why we talk with our hands to catch the spit.
So just since you brought that up, April 24th is the next Breathe Retreat, and you will meet Bobby Petroselli there, which is reason enough to come. But I'm telling you what, God is going to move in your life and do exactly what he's talking about. This is what I've been praying about for the next Breathe Retreat. It's this restoration of all things.
Absolutely.
Your restoration, not just national restoration, but your restoration.
Amen.
We care about you. And you're the one that matters here. We want you whole. And when you get whole, your family will get whole. And when your family gets whole, your community gets whole. And when your community gets whole, the whole nation is rescued.
Preach it, girl. Preach it. Yes.
So, April 24th, you can register at breathertree.life. I'm excited about that. Can I take a break just for a minute for our amazing sponsor, and we will be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barndominium homes, metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110. Or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us on Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. We love you. We are so glad you are listening. Are you not having fun? We need to know what you think about this. This is amazing stuff. We love this man, Bobby. We love you.
I love these
We've
guys so much.
We've been so good friends with him since I was nursing my son. We met each other at a Christian conference outside in the scalding heat in Virginia. And we met and have never separated since. It was one of those divine connections we needed in our life. And we love him so much. And I want you to continue what you're talking about. Have you ever experienced brokenness like
that? Absolutely. And, you know, in different ways, you know. Once again, I want to get back to the scripture. In this world, there'll be tribulation. If there was another way that God could have done it, the way everything was set up, he would have never sent his son.
Right.
If the way the Old Testament was done, we have to teach the Old Testament as it wasn't perfect. We got to be careful how we teach on it. Why? If it was perfect, Christ wouldn't have had to come.
Right.
It was the perfect way of doing it, perfect way of following the protocol, the Ten Commandments. We can't do any of that apart from the Spirit. But here's the key. Everything of the Old Testament, they were pursuing it. We have it. Because we have the Spirit in us.
Amen.
And the Spirit does not leave us. We're the ones who tune in or don't tune into the Spirit. And God's desire is to take that brokenness and turn it into purpose and turn it into reaching hopelessness and reaching the broken of this world. Bobby Petrocelli has gone through several different tragedies. One, I tragically lost my wife 35 years ago while asleep in bed and a drunk driver crashed into my house, killing my wife, seriously injuring me. Here's the key to that whole story. God gave me victory to overcome it. I was run over completely. God has taken this tragedy and turned it into triumph, and I've been able to share my story and minister in public schools. I've spoken more than 6,000 times in 30 years to millions of people, most of them non-believers, that I may be limited on what I could say, but the word says, I sow seed and water seed. The Lord brings the increase.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is the one who brings people in. And I always say this to people. If I talk you into something, somebody will talk you out of it. If the Holy Spirit does the work, there ain't nobody talking you out of it. There's nobody trying to manipulate or coerce you to do it. Well, the reality was this, okay? Satan looked at bringing, stealing, killing, and destroying, but God resurrected that. Well, you know what? I got remarried. I had two beautiful sons, and after almost 30 years of marriage, my wife picks up, leaves, has an affair, and gets married, and my life has changed again because the enemy is always about robbing. Doesn't mean I was perfect or did everything perfect, but you know what? In every situation, here's what I realized, starting with the very first situation, is I say to my audience all the time, Sandy, how many of you believe that drinking and driving killed my wife? I always share a little portion. Every time I want to get away from telling my story, God goes, no, you got to share it. And people mob me. I'm like, Lord, I'm done sharing my story. I'm done telling this. People come up to me, church, non-church, schools, colleges, and they always say this when I'm ready to be done sharing my story. They'll come up to me, this is true. Don't ever stop sharing your story. I look at God like, you know, you're a real piece of work. You know, he has his way of telling us that stuff, you know, and I'll tell you another story in a moment. But here's the thing. The man who drove drunk through my house, drinking and driving had a part in Ava's death. But you know why it didn't kill Ava? You know what killed Ava? Why was the man drunk in the first place? If he wasn't drunk in the first place, he's not driving drunk. So here's the simplicity. Please grab a hold of this. This is tying it all together. Do you know why he was drunk in the first place? Somewhere in his life, he was broken. His brokenness told him he did not matter. Do you know why he ran to alcohol abuse? Because he was trying to anesthetize the pain. You know what the word says? There's pleasure in sin for a season. Do you know why? Because sin anesthetizes the pain of brokenness and rejection for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I did an in-house program in August for the entire senior class at Northside Christian School in Florida, where my son Aaron went to school, right? There's about 100 seniors spread out. I'm speaking. Sandy, this never happened in all the years I was speaking. It happened to be a Christian school, but it was phenomenal. The kids are just so touched. They're loving what I'm saying. And all of a sudden, one of the teachers gets up, says, Bobby, I need to share something for 5 minutes. Absolutely. She gets up. She goes, you have no idea what Bobby just spoke today. We have never heard it presented this way. Let me put the icing on the cake, basically. She didn't use those words, but this is what she's saying. She goes, I was broken and hurt in life. So you know how I dealt with my brokenness? As a freshman in high school, I desperately wanted acceptance. So you know what I did? I started to smoke cigarettes to fit in with the group that abused tobacco because I desperately wanted to fit in. Guess what? After my freshman year, that wasn't working because I was still at a hole in my heart. I was still broken. My sophomore year, I started to abuse alcohol because I was trying to numb the pain and anesthetize the pain of I don't matter. It didn't work. By the time I'm a junior, I started to abuse drugs and got in with the group that is abusing drugs because none of these things were working and I was running to a temporary fix. That didn't work. Her exact words, by the time I was a senior. I started sleeping around with anybody I could sleep around with because I thought that would satisfy me. And guess what? It didn't. It wasn't until the summer after my senior year that I had a Holy Ghost experience with Jesus. And he came and healed my brokenness. And Bobby, you are dead on with what you're saying. We got to go after people's brokenness and the root. God didn't justify and condone my sin, but he knows why I'm doing this. And he's still there trying to get me to come my way to say, I'm here to heal that brokenness. And as I heal your brokenness, I forgive you of everything you have ever done. I cleanse you. My blood, Jesus bled internally for the root behind everything. Amen. He bled in so many different ways externally because once again, he covered everything. Remember, a slaughtered Passover lamb cannot do what Jesus did. That's why we have to embrace the phenomenal greatness of everything Christ did. So everybody listening, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what life throws your way, God has given you the victory and the power through the Holy Spirit. And you know what comes in my life more than ever, Sandy, right now? The word says, come to him as a little child. I remember when my kids were young. I remember even when I first met your kids, when they were young, it was the simplest thing at Fishnet. Mommy, mommy, I gotta go to the bathroom, mommy. Mommy, my tummy hurts. And in all honesty, not being with my boys, the same thing. Well, guess what? I come to the Father every day and I say, Father, you know what I have in my hand? I have my heart. If there's still some broken and fragmented pieces, take it. Yeah. Soak it in your blood, baptize it in your blood, drench it in your blood, rain your blood upon it, do whatever needs to be done to heal those areas of brokenness. That's why the word says, Sandy, take up your cross daily and follow me, crucify the flesh daily. Because daily what I'm doing is I'm giving him my heart because that is the only way that I can have victory. Mm-hmm. I know you've heard this in life. You know, it's hard to pick on, you know, when we get to heaven, it's going to be this order, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and then Sandy James in that order, just so you know. Not even the mother of Jesus, Sandy's going to be number four on the list. But I knew you'd love that one. Sandy's awesome. I love her. I treasure her. She is my sister. Do you understand? She's my sister. And sitting across from me is my daughter. You got to understand that. They want a glass of water, just so you know that. We got to have fun with this. But here's the reality. If anybody ever came up to me and said, boy, could you believe Sandy said that? Could you believe Sandy did that? And she's supposed to be a Christian? And I go, absolutely. They go, what? I go, for that moment, her flesh got in the way and she yielded to her flesh. You show me one human being starting with this crazy spitting Italian from Brooklyn that doesn't yield to the flesh daily. I tried my best through the Spirit of God to yield very little. But I got to be honest with you. When I'm sitting in an Italian restaurant, the flesh overtakes me. I want to eat nonstop. But you know who I eat for in the Italian restaurant? I eat for Jesus. Because Jesus never had pasta fagioli. Jesus never had a calzone. Jesus never had a slice of pizza. How selfish am I not to eat for Jesus? He could die on the cross and I can't have a piece of pizza for him. So here's how I justify it. I have four slices of pizza. One for me. And one for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm not leaving them out. They all need to have a slice. Okay? I should have four calzones, but I can't eat four calzones. But you get what I'm saying. Our flesh gets in the way, we're going to do things that are not perfect in God's sight. So sometimes we judge people instead of thinking, wait a minute, that's what God says. You're looking at the outer appearance. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the heart. I know for that moment, Bobby's perception was rejection. Lack of love, inferiority, insecurity, inadequacy. That car is coming off the track and they're jumping back on that car. Yeah. I need to bring Jesus back to that car sometimes every day, every other day, maybe sometimes throughout the day. And please hear this if you hear nothing at all. Life does not happen one day at a time. Life happens one moment at a time. And every moment we build patterns, habits, and routines into the flesh and in the spirit. And whichever we feed more, it's that simple. We're successful in that area and have more strength and victory. So no matter what you ever hear from this beautiful Breathe team, this beautiful Breathe leader, and all those who work with her and surround her and are part of this, you can never live the life Christ called you to live apart from the Holy Spirit. You can't crucify the flesh apart from the Holy Spirit. You can't. Every day, that's what I do when I do it. When I spend the most time and be still and know that I'm the Lord, so in the Spirit, I live the greatest days. The more days that I feed the flesh, I struggle more. Because, and God doesn't let go of my hand. He just doesn't come in agreement with that. Right. If I go that way, he's following me, but he's not participating in that sinful or that wrong activity, because that's what I'm doing. Because for right now, I listen to the lie of the enemy that told me I don't matter, I don't count, I don't have a purpose, I don't have a destiny. So no matter all that has ever happened in my life, your life, her life, anyone's life, the reality is this: God's always about restoration. He's always about resurrection.
Right.
He's always about recalculation. You know, you get in a car and the GPS always used to say, recalculate. The Holy Spirit is always about recalculating, always about restoration, mm-hmm. always about regeneration. This is the R day, all about resurrection. Mm-hmm. That's the greatest thing we could speak, confess, profess over every listening.
Amen. Okay, there's some people listening you need to pray for.
I'm going to.
The Lord's going to give us some direction on that.
Amen.
But we want to pray for you today. You need to be restored today. The Lord's goal is not your brokenness as a label, but that he would restore you. That if you find an area of brokenness in your life, beloved, he wants to restore you. And this is not just a woman thing.
It's an everyone thing.
He paid for our restoration in fullness in your spirit, your soul, and your body. So we're going to pray for you. So if you can, close your eyes and pray with us. We are going to intercede for you right now in the name of Jesus.
And I'm going to say one last thing. If I took my cell phone right now and I stick it under my shirt and I keep it under my shirt, is it still a cell phone under my shirt?
Yes.
Is it being used for the purpose it needs to be used for normally if it stays under my shirt?
No.
No. Well, guess what? There's many of you today that the enemy has stuck you under his shirt, okay? And he's trying to tell you that because of whatever happened in life, you're not going to fulfill the calling of God in your life. That's right. God is pulling you out from under the shirt. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in full agreement, we speak, we profess, we declare life, liberty, hope, joy, forgiveness, restoration, regeneration, resurrection over everyone. Right now, Father God, you're a traveler, a time traveler. And through the Holy Spirit, you take everybody back to those cars in their life that have to be regenerated, realigned, recalculated. And we want to kick out of those cars fear. We want to kick out of those cars insecurity. We want to kick out of those cars inadequacy, inferiority, anything that's of Satan, that steals, kills, and destroys. We kick it out of those cars. We kick out sickness. We kick out abandonment. We kick out rejection. We kick out a lack of love. And we speak faith, hope, love, endurance, restoration. We speak the life of Christ, the life of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, be resurrected. In the name of Jesus, be restored. In the name of Jesus, be rehabilitated. Father, your word says, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything, ask it according to your will, you hear us, you answer us. There's three at this table, including all those that are listening to this podcast. We are in full agreement. It is a done deal. It is finished. Lives are healed, delivered, restored, and made whole. Lives are resurrected.
Hallelujah.
Marriages and families are resurrected. People's jobs are resurrected. Finances are resurrected. Churches are resurrected. And the Holy Spirit is resurrecting lives. In Jesus' name, in full agreement, we pray. Say thank you, Lord. Amen,
amen,
amen, and amen.
It's not the end. It's only the beginning. You have to know that. What you thought was the end is not the end. It is only the beginning for you. Bobby, I love you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
We love you guys. Join us next week on Breathing Room. Share this with a friend. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit breatheretreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.